It's okay. Look, you're the same person that we invite to the show.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I'm afraid of.
That look. That, mm-hmm. Well, that being said, welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, July 2nd, 2011, the Skinback episode. I'm Scott.
I'm James.
I'm RJ.
I'm Matt.
I'm Dennis.
Dennis!
I remember that. That's a callback. I remember that.
Yeah.
It's good. We got...
Jeremy's not here. Yeah, still Jeremy. Has a kid. It's not grown up yet. Taking care of itself, so...
We got the tweets and, and the messages and, of course, the chat room as well that we've got going on. So, a lot of different directions on the show.
If you were, sort of in the mood for a stream of consciousness episode that had essentially no direction.
This is
the... Hey, you got it.
There you go. Yeah. I don't exactly know how that happened, but...
We hit games, we hit movies, we hit location. I don't know what stays in this episode. So yeah, when you download and listen to this episode, if you're curious as to what's cut, you can go to our Ustream channel, because I recorded this for our UK friends, and it's all in there. If you want to watch all of that,
that's its own show, man. That's a bunch.
You're
of,
more than welcome to,
it's a bunch
to
of crap.
Do it. But
recommend it.
Exactly, don't recommend it, but you're more than welcome to do it. Low cost and free to play games. We also talk about Battlefield Steam sale that's going on right now. Team Fortress 2. The Old Republic as well. World of Warcraft gets discussed. We got a big discussion on EVE and what's going on over there. Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas. We hit the movies discussion on Transformers 3. We haven't seen it yet, but by the next episode we will have. Child of Eden gets talked about a little bit. Also, the Team Bondi issue with the labor stuff and their compensation. We go over the LulzSec situation that took place. Best character generation in an RPG and an MMO. And of course, the Supreme Court decision there at the very end is discussed as well. So there you go. If you want to get in touch with us, you can. Everyone at ingamechat.net is our email. Twitter at ingamechat. You can also see us over at colonygamers.com. We got the forums there. And of course, you can always join us for our live shows at Ustream. And of course, our Twitter and COG will have updates on when those go live, and you can watch us and interact in the chat room and direct the flow of the show. So, there you go. Enjoy this one, and we'll see you next time. Picked up Battlefield today. Bad Company. Bad Company.
Yeah.
5 minutes.
I've been seeing you playing it. Do you have Vietnam or just...
He's got Vietnam now. Yeah, I got Vietnam today.
Okay, I'm going to have to pick it up.
I didn't grab Vietnam because I don't necessarily...
I don't really like it. I only played a little bit today.
Okay, then I won't pick it up.
I'm not a big fan. Okay. I ran through maybe half a dozen maps today. Whatever, it's just today. And it was only like $5, right? So
yeah.
I don't mind having it, but it would be nice if you got in there and played it.
Well,
I would not mind having...
Not downloading now. I paused the download for the show, but right. It's been downloading all day.
So. I certainly wouldn't mind having more people to play with. I played for a bit with Kevin and one of his blokes. A ways back, but that was before my computer rebuild went sort of spotty.
Yeah,
you jumped in a few times there as well. It just, the performance wasn't great, and ever since I rebuilt, I've been meaning to kind of get back in and play it a bit more.
Well, with that sale, I definitely took advantage of it. Another thing that swayed me was that I've never really been a Battlefield player as far as the way they do their... I don't know, we played Battlefield 2. You, me, Kevin,
and
Jeremy.
It's going back a minute, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's going way back. And I've tried Battlefield multiplayer, at least on the 360, and I just couldn't get into it.
It wasn't so good there.
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet on a PC, but lately, for whatever reason, I started playing TF2 again when it went free to play. And I was in the camp of, I don't get the appeal of this game. I'm glad it's there, but I just, for whatever reason, I couldn't get into it. I finally got into it. I don't know how, but something finally hit, and I was like...
So you started liking it after it went free-to-play?
I guess so. I guess I just put more time into it. I don't know. I don't know what the deal was. But I just started playing it, and I was like, yeah, it's free-to-play. There's a big resurgence in it now. Let me check it out.
Right.
Let's see. And so I tried it again.
And my guess would be
it worked,
and I could be way off. My guess would be that now that it's free to play, you find yourself in an environment with other people of a similar skill level and experience level.
Not really. I'm playing with the COG guys.
Yeah.
There may be a few new players in there, but most of those guys are, you know, veterans of the game. So, but I for whatever reason, I just started enjoying myself.
All
right. I'm not necessarily as addicted to it as some of them are. But if a couple of people are on and I got some time, I'll jump in and play with them. My point of that is that for the $5 that it was for Battlefield, I'd love to try and get in there and kind of feel my way around, learn it again, and pick it up. I would really love to get into that.
Yeah,
I enjoyed Bad Company too.
Yeah, it's really good. About Team Fortress, I don't like it. I've tried a number of times for several years now to get into it, and I don't care for it as a game. I can't say that I don't like it in practice because I don't play, but I don't like the idea of it particularly, and has never done it for me. There's no class that I have. It's bad enough in Battlefield that. And I like class-based things, but I really have a hard time. I'll give you the Battlefield example, right? I'm on a whatever map. I really like feel like I'm trying to do nothing but assault the objectives. So I feel like I'm best served if I have like the assault kit, or medic is always absolutely useful because the guns are way better than they need to be, and you can just sit around and like res people all the time. If you're doing any kind of assault and you don't want to burn your tickets, it's always a really good idea to have the medic. So
I like rolling as a medic.
Right. So I'll be the medic, right? And then blam, there's a tank. I can't do anything against the tank. And the guys keep rolling against us with tanks, so I gotta go engineer. And I don't want to be engineer, but I gotta be able to do something about the fucking tanks. I'm gonna have my anti-tank rocket. So, you know, now I have to be this thing in order to be effective against this other stuff, you know. And I don't like that feeling. I'd really like to be playing this, but in order to be genuinely useful because I see nobody else doing it, I have to be the anti-tank guy. And obviously I'm talking about a pug scenario here when you're not playing with your friends.
Yeah, because if you're with your friends, you can always have, you know, assigned roles.
Exactly. And
that works best.
I think that's a really good idea. And if you get into a pug group where people sort of sense that, you know, one guy's assault, so he can give you ammo. One guy's medic, so he can keep you rezzed, and he kind of hangs back. You got, you know, and then maybe like you got an engineer.
You mean
like
playing the roles that are supposed to be played?
Yeah, but I mean, but just doing it naturally.
Yeah.
Then that's pretty good. And I understand that doesn't always happen in a pub, but I always felt especially bad that way somehow in Team Fortress. And I know it should be more forgiving. You should be able to just play whatever the hell you want to play, but I never felt comfortable with any of it. I never felt like... I always feel like I should be able to just be a guy with a gun and be fairly effective and not have to be a specialized thing. And I think I felt like all the classes in Team Fortress were too specialized. But that's just me, you know? That game has enough fans. It doesn't need me.
I know they're different. I know they're completely different.
Yeah.
But, how do they do on voice chat there?
Oh, I don't know. It's got integrated voice chat.
I guess you really don't use it too much since it's just you playing.
It's got integrated chat, but I've always used Ventrilo with somebody else.
Oh, okay.
With people that I know.
Yeah, that's fine. So yeah, I grabbed that.
It's good. I would like it if people would play with me.
I grabbed the one DLC pack that they had for it.
The weapons?
I guess that's what it was. It was like
it's like a
specialized kit.
It's a skin pack.
Oh, is it a skin pack? Motherfucker.
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't know. It was $1.50 or whatever, and I was like, sure, I'll throw that in there.
I think it's just a skin pack. But it's good. $5, right? Is that what it is?
Maybe $5 and some change. The full pack is like 9? That Vietnam, 10. And the DLC is $10.
Yeah. It's a good buy. I know that it's giving me what I need right now.
I hear Galaxies is shutting down forever.
Galaxies is shutting down at the end of the year, which I believe is around about the time that Old Republic is supposed to be launching. Is that right? Theoretically? I mean, they're in friends and family right now.
Yeah. Yeah. They have the opportunity for such a great end-of-world event.
Yes, the opportunity exists.
They're not going to do it. I mean, but could you imagine, like, whatever planet you're on, you see the Death Star just coming at you out of nowhere. Yeah,
may as well.
And then, that would be the perfect way to, like, go from, planet to planet, shutting them down, is just,
shutting down December 15th.
Right. Okay. That sounds, yeah.
Which...
That'd be so awesome.
I know we don't have a date for the Old Republic yet.
Death Star, the big green laser.
Likely a month or so later. You're probably looking at a January, February, maybe a March.
Yeah, no idea.
I think they
really want to bring it out sooner than that.
Probably. If they're in front of
right now.
They're saying right now their estimate is targeted for second half of 2011.
I believe, like I said, they're in friends and family beta right now.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, which means they're probably moved into the next beta phase and maybe out by the holidays, by that November area that WoW likes to hit, which would be very good for them, because if they were to push, if it goes into next year, that's when Guild Wars is expected to hit, and that would be bad for them. But I thought it was interesting that they're due at the end of the year, Galaxies are shutting down at the end of the year. I know it's a coincidence, but...
Which shut-up faction are you going to go for?
Do what?
Which faction are you going for?
Oh, I don't even care. I really don't. I don't know enough about the game right now. I know I'm in for it. I know I am. Now, I don't know how you guys feel about the show. I mean, but you watched the videos of it, right?
Oh yeah.
It looks horrible. Like if you just watch videos, it looks terrible. But I can't discount the fact that almost everybody who has actually played it says it's pretty fun.
Yeah. You're a Republic and a Trooper.
I am going to be a Smith. Sith, whatever.
So you could kill me?
Smith.
Yeah. That's what I'm gonna name my dude.
Smith the Sith.
Smith the Sith.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. I would like to think that I would play it and never ever pick up a fucking lightsaber ever.
Yeah. I don't want to.
Out of protest for the fact that they're dumb. And the whole thing is just dumb, and it'd be better.
If I want a lightsaber, I got Jedi Knight.
Yeah. Well, the first time I hacked at something with a lightsaber and it didn't instantly fall into two pieces and die, I would be really upset.
Yeah, I kind of remember that from KOTOR.
Yeah, it's stupid. And I don't like it, and whatever. We'll see. I have no idea what I'm going to do. I'm going to play it at least for the month, And then we'll see. We'll see what happens. I know it's probably... unless I'm wrong. Unless it turns out to be like truly inspired. But I don't...
I don't expect it, no.
I don't expect it at all. I think BioWare's done some good stuff in the past. I don't think they've got what it takes to make an MMO.
Keep with what they know?
Well, not necessarily. I just think that the challenges of an MMO are of a particular kind.
Gotcha.
Now, to their credit, they are really trying something that no one else has done and trying to do something very personal to recognize that people like to be in a populated world but don't necessarily want to be dependent on other people for every step of the way. Yeah. So they're giving you, they're giving you your own entourage.
That was one of my biggest things I didn't like about City of Heroes, the higher you got in rank.
God, man. You couldn't do anything. You couldn't do shit.
Without joining a supergroup.
Yeah. Which they're shifting over to free-to-play now, too.
Yes, they are. Everybody is free-to-play.
I know WoW's got the up to level 20 type thing.
Yeah, they just did that, which is... It's not that... They could go free-to-play.
Yeah.
Easily. If you take a look at the amount of money they make from extraneous purchases, the pets and the mounts and stuff like that, I mean, a mount is $25. A pet is something like $15 or $12 or something like that.
And do a lot of people ride around with them?
God, yes. Mm. Oh, God, yeah. They just released another one, which is pretty boss-looking.
Which one is it?
don't know, some thing. It's like a some fucking thing.
But he wants it.
Yeah, it's like some fucking never-ending story shit. I actually don't. I don't want it at all. I don't care.
Like Falcor, like the...
No, man. Well, yeah, kind of. But also kind of like them things that shot beams out of their eyes. And
yeah.
I don't know. Some angel, dog face, sphinx, winged, eagle, blue thing. I've never looked the motherfucker up.
You'll know what I'm talking
about. So now I want to watch the never-ending story. Yeah. I haven't seen that in forever.
Not as cool as that water. It's just some dumb-looking thing. And it's everywhere, and everybody has it, and that's great. And it's fine. I have no problem with that whatsoever. The thing, though, is everybody pays their $15 a month, right? And people still buy this stuff on top of it, which is fine. If they took away everybody's subscription and then just moved things a little more in that direction, well, we'll add a bunch of the cosmetic items you guys have always wanted to, you know, the armor dye. Or special overcloaks or whatever. And then we'll start releasing more mounts in the store and more pets in the store and all of this fun shit. I think they would see things more than compensate for the loss of subscriptions. Because if that $15 a month went away, I think a lot of people would say, well, I'll just, you know, I can grab this pet now that I'm not paying the subscription. I'll buy myself a whatever a month. I think that's possible. Or they could do what I think Lord of the Rings does, which is charge you for not expansion stuff, but charge you for some content.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, right. I don't really care. I think it's pretty clear that there won't be any subscription-based MMOs in another 10 years, if that long.
All right. So far, I've only gotten two things on the Steam sale. Picked up Republic Commandos for $5, just because now I can finally stop carrying that disc around.
I own it on Steam.
It has one of my favorite HUDs. Yeah, I love the fact that it's your helmet, and you know, I really like that.
I like it's got a thing that wipes the rain off.
Or the blood.
Right.
Or the oil, but yeah. And I also got Railworks, too.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I'm not really laughing at you, because I bought that during the Christmas sale or whatever. Because it was down, and I was like, you know.
$8, you know. And like,
it was cheap. I think it was cheaper than that during the holiday sales last year.
83, like, you know, expansions, you know, like, look, from trains to scenarios and stuff like that.
I love when you add all to your DLC or whatever, how much the total is.
300 something.
I know, it's huge. But your savings is massive.
Yeah. But so, I got that. And the video that they showed, like the second video where it just shows some guy within an hour building a little British town with the rain, you know, rail going through it and everything like that. I'm like, that to me, I can get into that.
I know, but you know where I am after buying that over the holiday? I haven't installed it yet, you know? Yeah. That's usually the way these things end up. I guess it's, and we talk about this all the time, whenever these sales roll around, it's just like, you pick it up, because it's just so damn cheap.
Yeah.
You don't even think about, with the exception of Witcher, you don't even think about, am I going to play this soon? I don't know. It's $5. Sure, why not?
You never know. Yeah, I mean, you might be like Jones, like a month from now, like, man, I really want to, you know, go from, you know, Cambridge to, you know, Portsmouth and just, you know, get a little train and
go
from Cambridge to Portsmouth.
I don't want to do it in a train.
You'd do it in a plane.
See, I really wish, because I was looking at some of the scenarios on, like...
I really want to do it in a train. I don't want to do it in a train in a game.
Yeah.
No, well, yeah.
I was looking at some of the scenarios on, like, one of the websites, and I was praying that they had the rail from Cambridge to King's Cross.
Uh-huh.
Because I really want to do that one. Because that's the, you know, the train rail that I would take when I lived in England.
Right.
You know, when I went to London, and just go down the train station, go down, you know, from Cambridge to King's Cross, and just to be able to actually do that, you know, in the game, I really... That'd be cool, but no, they didn't.
I'm sorry.
So instead, you know, go up to, you know... I think they have one from King's Cross to Edinburgh, which is, you know, the Flying Scotsman.
Yes.
So I might get that expansion.
How about Darksiders?
I saw that.
How much is that one?
$5.
See?
Actually,
$5, you know?
But actually, an excellent port to the PC.
Yeah.
RPS readership swears by it. Those fucking guys swear by a lot of shit that makes my blood boil.
Yeah,
this is one that you can actually get behind.
Well, no, but I believe them.
Yeah.
Because if ever a thing could be sort of decried as nothing but a console type game, it would be something like that. But they said it was actually really, really very good. Plays excellent with a gamepad. It's
okay.
Perfectly at home on the PC. And I didn't particularly care for it on the console, but I could stand to give it a go for $5. I was thinking about grabbing it with the pre-order for Space Marine.
Mm.
But don't know about Space Marine.
Yeah. I think if, like, during the sale that they do, if they do Fallout 3, I think I'll pick that up on the PC.
They do what?
Fallout 3.
You never got it on the PC?
I have it on the Xbox. I have New Vegas on the PC. And it keeps crashing. Piss me off.
I wouldn't. I don't think Fallout 3 is a particularly good game, the more I think about it. And the more I play New Vegas, which I've also been playing a lot of recently.
Does yours crash?
Yeah.
Oh, because I saw, like, one night, like, you just, like, kept on popping up every 5 minutes.
I was doing mods.
Oh, okay.
But whatever, it's something that I'm trying to get done before other stuff happens along later in the year. Which will be August, right? Yeah, we talked about that'll be August.
Oh, so. Can't wait. I gotta say, between, the resurgence of the Fallout universe, between Human Revolution and like some of these like stuff that you know we hold dear to us coming back to some extent levels of rather well. Now all we need, you know, even with a point and clicks, you know, the Sam and Max, the Monkey Island, stuff like that. It's like they're finally listening to us. Now we just need space combat sim.
I do wonder if. If that'll happen again, not just space. I would like to get behind the stick of something.
Yeah, where's Totally Games? What are they doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
And I've been keeping quiet for too long.
I don't know who could stand to make anything like that.
It's like I want. I would always love another X-Wing series.
I don't think that's a good idea, and I'll tell you why. I think what we need is another Freelancer.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is because of how Freelancer controlled. I know that joysticks are fucking cool. But in this one instance, I will agree that having a joystick and kind of building something around that so that people feel like a proper space jockey maybe isn't a great idea. It should be something that is very playable with just the mouse and keyboard. It needs to be tuned in such a way that it's Freelancer proved that you don't have to have a joystick to have a fun space-based game. Yeah, it was like hokey in a lot of ways, but it was a good, fun game. Did a lot of really fun stuff. And it's okay to not have the stick. You know, I know that Starlancer was proper, you know, stick and throttle stuff, but I don't think that would be a great idea. I think if you could kind of do it, but do it really well with a mouse and keyboard so that, like, everybody could get into it. And I know it's heretical to say it, but if you could build it to act a bit like a first-person shooter, not to look like it, but to act like it.
Yeah.
Because all of your movement in 3D space is accounted for there. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love to get behind the stick again. I have no problem with that. I just think that if we're thinking about the controller as a problem, which I think a lot of people do, then I'd rather be in space with a mouse
than not in space
at all.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean it. The interface doesn't necessarily have to be the thing that defines it one way or the other. So I don't know. I don't know that you can necessarily do it right. Because then a lot of people would say, well, just build it on a controller, because almost everybody has a controller for the PC. I mean, I guess that would be fine, too. You know, I always thought that flying games on a controller tried too hard to emulate a joystick, and they didn't. They handled the lack of a good yaw option by covering, or by converting like roll to yaw and yaw to roll to create kind of that arc movement thing. I can pitch kind of floaty, and I can like sort of do this kind of thing.
But you know,
and that's about it. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd love it to. I would love to go back to space. And I think of all the places a game should be able to take me, right?
And I'm giving up hope on my Mech Warrior.
That's good.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. You're never gonna get it. Not the way you want it.
That video that they showed, for five was just perfect in so many ways.
That's because it was
a video.
It was incomplete. Yeah. It was a hint. You left your brain to fill in all the gaps. You're not going to get it. Stop worrying about it. Just worry about what you do have.
Yeah.
There's enough of that.
Did you pick anything else up off Steam?
No, not yet. Just those. I was really close to The Witcher, but
one or two.
You and I, I've had one for a while.
Okay. Yeah.
Two was like 30 bucks, basically. Just a little over $30.
It's $30.
I just don't.
I just couldn't see myself playing it between now and the next time it goes on sale, which would be December, likely. Yeah. I mean, unless they do the random weekend thing, but you know, one of those really good, really knock off the price
80% type of sales. Off kind
of
thing.
One of those big ones. I just couldn't see myself playing it. I haven't played the first, and I really kind of want to play the first.
Yeah.
I think it's worth pointing out that you don't have to play the first the second, but if you play the second, it would probably be difficult to go back to the first because of the improvements made.
So just into, if you're going to do it, start with
it. It looks uglier. It doesn't play quite as well from what I understand. It is a bigger game, but yeah, just two is amazing. One is really, really great. So just go and play one because you won't really like the taste of it after two.
Nabokov says Witcher 1 and 2 are completely different. So
we'll see what else shows up. I don't know that I'm much in the market for anything at the moment.
I don't know either. Maybe some smaller little indie type games, maybe. I don't know.
The one game I really hope that they put on sale for me is going to be the A10 Sim.
Isn't that...
It may be marked down already.
That's a...
I think it's still...
It's a 50. Bit of... It's a problem right now, though, right? It's not in good shape. You're just hoping to pick it up on the cheap.
And then...
And have it updated.
Have it time. Patched later on.
Sure.
Yeah.
Can understand that.
Well, you know, we can change gears really quick with our next tweet. Gershnort says, I've said this before somewhere, but I tried Eve once and it felt like getting run over by an Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yes, it did.
Kyrie then posts a good summary of the events so far.
You guys all paid attention to
that? I read a little bit about what was going on.
So those in the cam, just sit back for a minute
and
come and listen to a story.
The problem is, it's too much of a thing. I can't.
It's a huge thing and I still don't necessarily understand it all. Was it a joke or is it not a joke? What's going on?
What? A joke?
Yeah.
No.
No. It's like...
Here, okay.
Well, I didn't read much further because I knew we were
going to be... Here's what happens. People who don't really understand what's going on in Eve have a tendency to look at this huge clusterfuck from inside of the community and think it's petty. What has happened now is... And this is very much... the last straw. It is by no means its only thing. And to a lot of people, it seems like the Eve crowd are blowing up over a small thing. And I suppose they are. But you have to see it in context of what things are. The way Eve works, not just Eve as the game, but the way it works is so important because it doesn't exist anywhere else. Nobody else is doing this. So people are real touchy about their way of life, quote-unquote. And very simply put, with this last patch, the guys who make Eve instituted microtransactions. They instituted a way for you to buy stupid little clothing things. Mm-hmm. It's a complicated way of doing it. You don't actually go to their store on the website and pay real money. And do this. You you do it by converting the in-game currency to another form of currency, and then using that to buy it. You may even be able to do it with real money too, as well. I'm not sure. The point is that once you went through all of the exchange rates, these things were like to buy a monocle for your character. It's all about a monocle, essentially. The monocle's like, was it like $60 or something?
Yeah, it was
$60 or $70.
I've heard between $60 and $80.
Like absurd. It's absurd.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not a microtransaction. It's something else entirely.
It's a whole other game.
And people blew up about this, partly because of the outlandish cost, partly because Eve is not the place anybody ever wanted that stuff ever. Mm. Ever.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, the cost, because it's in-game currency you use.
But it's not ISK. You have to convert ISK to Aurum.
And but, Aurum but it is still something you could just gain in-game if you wanted to. But, I mean, just that particular point of the argument.
Yeah.
This may not be quite like all of the argument right there. That's just
one little piece of it. It's worth pointing out that this all comes at the end of, like, they did this update called Incarna, where, you know, you have no dude in Eve. You've never been a guy. You're just a picture. And you're flying around in a third-person spaceship thing, but you're never actually a guy. Well, they finally got around to making this thing where you're sort of a guy, right? And the idea was, now you're a guy. You can walk around in the space stations with all the other people and have a big social thing, and it'll be...
Not Eve?
Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't matter. They didn't do that either. They gave you essentially a bedroom simulator, where you're a guy and you're in a single room, and it's kind of badly done, and it's only representative of one race's art design, which is sort of shitty, and nobody likes it, and it's really just the test bed technology for an MMO they're making in the background.
Would that be a World of Darkness MMO?
Yes, it is World of Darkness. Yeah. Dust is its own problem. Okay. The community's already pissed off about Dust, because it's not on the PC. So they don't like this Incarna thing. It's a problem for a lot of people because it's unavoidable. People liked just loading into the station environment because it was clean and efficient and ran pretty well even on low-end machines. This thing does not. Runs like shit. And it's uncomfortable to use, you know? And then there's the microtransaction store, which, fine, on its own, that's not a problem, but there's the fact that CCP said that Eve would never have microtransactions. It would never have vanity items. It would always be Eve. Okay, well, clearly that's not true. There's a long, long list of grievances between the community and the developers. There are a ton of things in-game that have never really worked correctly. There are a lot of enhancements or improvements that the devs have been working on over the years that didn't turn out well. And instead of fixing them and polishing them and working them into the game mechanics in a good way, CCP has a tendency to abandon them and move on to another shiny thing. This is the perception of the player base. So, it's starting to look like, you know, okay, you guys really genuinely don't care about fixing a lot of the problems with this game. You're simply trying to find a way to be a modern MMO developer. Microtransactions, Incarna as a test bed for your next gen MMO, stuff like this. Along with this, a number of leaked documents that were internal documents show up for public consumption. And they kind of detail this really aggressive profit-driven, I mean, it's all profit-driven, but like aggressive profit
like the exclusion of everything else.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
And it was bad. It was really, really bad. And CCP has a very bad history of being poor communicators. And so they tried to address people's concerns, and in doing so basically said, well, you're all fucking idiots anyway. Like, you're just gonna, you know, whatever. Tried to equate these things to the $1,000 pair of jeans we would all buy if we felt like it. As if, right? And then that, people blew up about that, about being handled poorly. And then internal emails about that got leaked, which were essentially, fuck the player base. Let's just do what we want to do. The player base is going to buy this shit anyway, so fuck them. I can hear that on the mic, by the way.
You can?
Yes.
I'm telling you, that mic can pick up. I told you, I was just scratching my face, and it could hear just that little bit.
Well, you know, maybe don't listen to your message on the show. Really? Okay. Anyway, the point is, it's gotten very bad for them, and they have done a very, very bad job of servicing their community. Yeah, it's a very odd group of people, but EVE is a really odd place to play. It's a really strange universe, and it's strange this that makes it so important. And they're being really unjust stewards of that world, and handling the grievances of the player base in a very bad way. And it's driven a lot of people to leave the game. A lot of people have just said, okay, finally, I realize you simply are not going to fix the things that need fixing. You're not going to enhance the things that are worth enhancing. You are simply going to look for a way to... Basically, people's fear now is they're going to find a way to charge me money for advantages in-game. Yes, right now it's just monocles and smart-looking trousers. And CCP says...
It's got to start somewhere.
Well, CCP says, we're never going to offer play to win. We're never going to offer a way for you to pay money to be better at the game. Okay, but you also said, we're never going to offer vanity microtransactions. And those are here. They have often said, we will never do this, or we have no plans to do this. And this shows up anyway. Some people have argued that you already can buy ships for real world money through the Plex system. I can go buy a game time card for $15, or $30 and get two of them, but I can buy one for $15, right? That's a month of playtime. I can convert that into a virtual thing and sell it to some dude in-game for in-game money. I get 350 million ISK, he gets a month of game time. It's zero sum, basically, right? The game time is paid for. It's consumed and it's paid for. It's not free. It all comes out. That's another month of game time that shows up on their books. I'm getting real world money. But for a system where the developer just acts like a licensing body, it fits fully within the fiction. And if I then take that money and buy a ship or anything like it, it's something that services the player-driven in-game economy from top to bottom. From the guys who own massive sovereignty out in 00, who have operations run all the way into high sec, people who have industrial skills and manufacturing skills who make the ships, guys who distribute the blueprints, people who run transport back and forth for all the parts, all of the guys who make the ammo, all of the people who do faction work so that they can sell that stuff on contract, all the way down to the dude who's been playing for 2 weeks and is mining scordite in a high-sec system so he can buy that cruiser and start doing level 2 missions. From the top to the bottom, everything in-game is serviced, and every player gets his part. The minute you pay real money for it, you have subverted that entire system. And nothing else out there works even remotely like it. And as soon as you subvert it once, it's done.
You can't undo it.
You can't unfuck it.
Yeah.
And buying ships for real-world money is really the least of the problems. The things they've suggested doing are buying faction standing, buying training time.
Oh, jeez.
I think I saw something about buying ammo.
Yeah, buying like a better ammunition, things like that. It's all just theoretical at this point.
That disembodied voice you hear, by the way, is Dennis.
Yeah, is he not viewable?
He's
on
not
the
on the. He's not he viewable really on the cam. He's sorry. Hiding.
I mean, it's complicated, and I'm not laying it out very well now. And I don't mean to go on about it. It's just that on the outside, what you see is $85 monocle, everybody in Eve starts quitting the game. Kind of, but...
That's not...
The monocle is the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand.
Gotcha.
Okay? Like, it's the spark that lit the keg. The keg is full of shit, going back 7 years. And CCP is doing a very, very bad job. They have a group of player representatives, the CSM, Council of Stellar Management. These guys are elected from the player base, representatives of the player base, right? Who are supposed to act as representative counsel to CCP, to tell them, to transmit the genuine concerns of the player base to them. It's this kind, it's, what other game does that? They keep an economist on staff to help them manage the in-game economy. It's that kind of game. Why you would fuck this game by starting to treat it like anything else?
Yeah.
By using the mechanisms from a thing like WoW?
No, embrace its uniqueness.
They, yeah, that's what its makes uniqueness it. Isn't making them enough money. Yeah. It's that simple.
Showdown 2020 says, "Hey guys, I'm playing through Portal 2, fantastic," which has maps, new maps, by the way.
It has new maps, yeah.
Which I'm curious about. And Sonic Adventure Nostalgia right now. How's that for a weird combo?
Yeah, that is a weird.
That is.
That is,
yeah,
a weird combo.
But yeah, I'm interested in the new maps that they did, especially the winners, because they held a anytime you hold a contest where, you know, the devs of the game are making those decisions of like, yeah, that's a good map. I guess I don't know how they did the voting on that.
I don't either.
But regardless, your winners usually end up being pretty good. So I'd like to see how those maps turned out. Some of them are co-op, so I'd like to get in on that. Gershnort says, "Anyone else annoyed by Child of Eden fans that praise it as some revolutionary game instead of the glorified rave video that it is?"
The only way I'd be interested in that game is if they still had the transvibrator.
What?
Rez had a transvibrator.
Really, that's the only way you'd be interested in that game is a vibrator? I'm not actually surprised.
Okay, I phrased that wrong.
Not really, you said it pretty well.
We got the point.
And it's on cam, and we're recording this episode on cam because we got a guy in the UK who can't catch the live show, so.
Damn.
So make sure to post this all over colonyofgamers.com.
Like, that's a new thing coming from him. It's not like it's a big deal. Is this the first weird shit he said about wanting a vibrator?
No, it's
no, it's not.
Don't flip RJ, you're off. Cool, you're quiet. Rez, I thought it was interesting that, you know, it had the little transvibrator and, you know.
I don't even know what the hell you're... I still don't know what you're talking about.
It was a little... It was a attachment, like a little
I've
USB
heard of it,
attachment.
But it's far, yeah, funnier listening to this.
What did it do?
It vibrated in with the music. And it, like, changed the tempo and, it, you know, and everything.
Why do you need that?
I don't need that, but I thought that was interesting.
No. That's not what you said.
So you'd be more interested in playing it.
The only way you would be interested in playing it.
Is it playing it? I'm just interested in general because that, you know, I thought that was an interesting add-on, you know, for, you know, a little accessory. I remember reading a couple years back this, you know.
He's not going with us tomorrow.
I'm just going to shut the hell up. What's the next tweet?
I don't know anything about Child of
I know it's
Eden.
It's next game, and that's about it.
Well, it's, yeah, both. I mean, it's you can use the controller, or you can use the Kinect. Okay. That's what they say in the chat room. Child of Eden is just Rez 2.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's gotten decent reviews. It has. But it's also been said it's very short.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But I don't really have interest in playing it.
No, I think my favorite of the, like, you know, whole techno whatever rave games like that was N2O, because at least that one had a really good, you know, like the soundtrack of, you know, Vegas from Crystal Method.
I hate all of them, and I even really like that kind of music.
Well, it's another game where you wish you knew a guy.
Yeah. Which I still
really,
never
you hate something. Tell us more.
Yeah, I don't like them at all. Whatever. That's the shit that, like, I used to have my media player do while it was playing my music.
It's an interactive visualizer.
Oscilloscope?
It's fine. I'm not making any statements about whether it can or can't be good. I can't. So I can't imagine that I can Child of Eden any more than I could any of the others. I think Kevin's, he has a connect.
He does.
No. That my point is, he actually got kind of like, he got kind of irritated at me, I think. And it's, this text seemed irritated.
Yeah.
Basically, it the way I remember it is.
Did you get his latest tweet or text or whatever? I don't know if he sent that. I don't know. I'll check
my
phone.
He sent me something like that. He's basically like, you keep fucking running your mouth about the Kinect, but you don't know what you're talking about. And clearly I don't. But he's like, I've had one for a minute.
He's also ready to sell that one.
I'm not saying that he likes it.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, he apparently knows what he's talking about. And he gets kind of, I think he was kind of irked that I just keep saying, like, from what I've seen, it's the biggest piece of shit in the whole history of the
world. Well, I mean, if he wants to get rid of his now, then just give it to us.
Yeah.
We'll hook it up, you know, if he really wants us to see what it's all about, give it to us. We'll see what it's about.
Tech demo it for him.
I don't think he needs that.
I think we do, though.
No, he wants his 150 back, I can tell you that. He sent us a message on Xbox Live, because I told him to switch over to that for getting in touch with us, and so he sent us a message, but yeah, he was going to try and send us a video message with Kinect, but it didn't work because we don't have Kinect. But yeah, June 29th. By the way, do not buy a Kinect. I'm selling mine today. Saw the Kinect Star Wars trailer. If that's all I got to look forward to, I'm getting rid of this thing before it drops even more value. But before that, he was like, oh man, don't let him get you down on that Star Wars thing. I love my Kinect. Apparently something happened.
Reality set in.
Well, then maybe I did read his text correctly.
Yeah.
When he said it, so.
Let's see, Nabokov fan says, RJ, Dark Souls equals Demon Souls without world tendency and levels. Everything else is the same, including the classes. Mm. Pre-order it to get the guide and stuff. Of course,
without the what?
Classes?
No, without the...
Without world tendency?
World tendency,
and levels?
What is that?
That was, like, something that kind of affected how difficult the world was. And it was, like, a global thing. You know more about this.
Yeah, it was, world tendencies was, like, all dark or all light. Sometimes you had to have a certain tendencies in the world for certain things to open up.
I remember that. Did they take that away? Really?
Yeah, so that's what Nabokov
what his tweet says, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like certain weapons and items you could get, you could only get during certain tendencies. And then sometimes they would announce on the web on the website where, like for Halloween.
Yeah, they were intentionally pushing it all the way to
for Halloween. Tendency. We're pushing everything to.
I remember dark that vaguely now. Yeah. I didn't play it very much, but I do remember that now.
Yeah, I kept trying for a little bit, like red.
That seems kind of fine. I mean, I guess.
I didn't see anything wrong with it, so I don't know what the deal is with
that. Well, didn't, like, player actions, like, individually, like, start pushing it towards one side or another as they were playing?
I believe it did.
Maybe people were gaming it too much. Yeah. I don't know. I do not know. I shouldn't say that. But I can say the idea that it might be a little more predictable is something that helps me look forward to playing it. I've already told you what I liked the most.
Yeah,
I liked the fact that it was kind of persistent. You know, mm-hmm. I enjoyed the hell out of that. That was really great. As long as that stays, I'm in. Mm-hmm. At least for a little bit.
In the chat room, Beagle says, "I like my Kinect, but I've yet to play a game that works." Neo Freedom says, "Not even Dance Central," and he says, "I don't dance. Sorry." Cali Synth says, "I like my Kinect, but that's because I have mine hooked up to my PC so I can play all the cool experimental stuff."
Yeah. Which is actually the only interesting stuff it looks to me like it's doing.
Yeah. Gersnort says, "So apparently Trenched won't yet be released in Europe because of a trademark dispute between Microsoft and some Portuguese game maker." Well, that's a shame, because Trenched is actually fun.
Tell me about it.
You play... You play a... It's like a... Boy, that's tough. You're a mech. You drive a mech around a battlefield that's essentially a third-person tower defense. You have points you need to defend.
You can stop telling me.
Okay.
Is that the one with the insects? Because I think it was something else.
I think, yeah.
That's Earth Defense Force, I think you're talking about. I think you're thinking of. Earth Defense Force had were big, giant insects.
They were big insects.
Yeah, yeah.
The first level, this one had big insects in it.
Huh?
The first level had big insects in with it.
Trench?
What, trench?
Trench, yeah. The big blue insects. With the
they're aliens.
Aliens, insects, whatever.
No. They're aliens with, like, TV monitors on their face.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Whatever, you just...
We'll figure it out. Anyway.
You said the magic word that puts me to sleep.
It didn't put me to sleep. I had fun. Me and Gersnort and a couple others did co-op on it.
I know people love Tower Defense, and I'm a bad person for not liking it, categorically. But, you know, sometimes you got to take a stand.
I was going to say, there's plenty of things that make you a bad person as well, besides Tower Defense.
Yeah. Thundrago says, not that it's your main consideration, but 5 p.m. Central, that's 1 a.m. UK time. Here's hoping for a case of insomnia. Really enjoyed watching live. And then he just tweeted a minute ago, hey guys, it's 1:20 a.m., but I'm here. Started playing WoW this week. What do you guys think of it going limited free-to-play? Well,
earlier
we talked about
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What do I think about it?
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. That thing is fine. And I can tell you it's definitely a test bed for...
For going full free-to-play?
Yeah. Why not?
Right?
I mean, what do they have to lose? Their game is all taking place.
Oh, no, seriously, yeah, they really.
I think what they should have done is made 160 free to play and then pay for the expansions. That would have, well, I mean, they wouldn't have lost much of anything.
I'm glad that, you know, Fundrago was able to stay up and watch us and. Cheers, mate.
What is it? What time?
1:20
in the real world?
Yeah.
In the free world.
Yeah, when back in the day when, you know, we were all playing Battlefield 2, that's, you know, about when I had to stay up late, because, you know,
right,
catch you guys.
Darkacre Jack's in the chat room, and he says, has the Team Bondi McNamara kerfuffle been raised yet? And no, we have not discussed that, but I'm not exactly sure.
No, that's
something with
is it about work issues?
Yes.
Time spent, yeah.
That's right. They didn't get paid overtime.
Right, right.
They were constantly, like, pushed to, like...
It actually sounded a little bit like a lot of the horror stories that were coming out of EA.
100 people uncredited. Thing. Yeah, 100 people uncredited. Nightmare conditions working on it.
My understanding was that... about, like, the Eye of Sauron was always watching you?
I don't know of anything specific about that. Mm. It's just... This, I mean, this comes up every now and then, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Well, it's just the price.
This is...
I mean, is it not the price you pay for, like, such a big...
No, and it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is that... All right, I'm going to try to understand. I mean, what would you be willing to put up with to be involved with making a video game?
Having not... made a video game, right now I'd say just about anything, just to have that chance. But once you're there, I'm sure it'd be a lot different.
Yeah, and it's... I mean, anything... Once it's work, it becomes work.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, work sucks. You don't necessarily get to do what you want to do when you want to do it. And so maybe you're working on a game you can't fucking stand, you know? We all like to think about making a game and how brilliant that would be, but only if everything goes exactly the way we want it to go.
But we're not Tim Schafer.
Yeah. And things don't really go that well for him anymore either.
So. True.
It's a tough business.
Yeah.
Getting tougher all the time. And it doesn't surprise me that this has happened. I'm just unwilling to consider it the price of doing business or the price in being involved in something that you love so much. Yeah. Plenty of other industries where it used to work like that.
Yeah, this other time when Midway was still around, they were doing Mortal Kombat. Every time the newest Mortal Kombat came out, you heard all types of stories about working, getting there at 8 o'clock in the morning and leaving at 9:30 midnight
right.
Same day.
That, now, that's... I'm not sure about that. Maybe that's the part I don't have sympathy
that for. That sounds par for the course, though.
I mean...
That's mean.
Yeah.
This happens a lot. That's the point I'm trying to make.
But it happens... Yeah, exactly.
A lot. So why is this all of a sudden coming up when this has been happening a long time?
I think prior. The problem... I think the issue... I'm going to imagine the issue is compensation. Or expectation or all of these other things. The actual hours... I'm just saying, this is from a guy who's worked in theater before. Which... depending on where you work, is a 6 to 7 day a week when things are really cranking along, 70, maybe 80 hour week type of thing. You know, it's fucking theater and everything like that. And it's not the salt mines or whatever. I don't want to act oppressed. And I've spent a lot of time being very, very angry about it and feeling like I was pushed a little bit too hard for too little pay. But in the end, it kind of came out where it was like, well, you're doing something you really like doing. You don't work in an office. You don't have to tuck in your shirt. You don't have to shave. Nobody really cares if you smoke pot or get drunk after work. Look like shit. Use foul language. You know, you get to do your thing and live this lifestyle. But sometimes you got to pull 80-hour weeks for 2-3 months at a time. Maybe not quite that bad, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So the actual work isn't the problem. The compensation, though, that's a big deal. Yeah. Where people are, encouraged to take... compensation time instead of overtime pay.
Yeah.
That sort of sucks.
Yeah. It happens in the military.
Yeah, but the military is a little bit different. The military is, it's not just a job. It's different. Anyway. These guys are not doing public service. These guys are not watching the borders or maintaining critical infrastructure or anything like that. You know,
I get to see beautiful parts of the world.
And I'm ascribing an awful lot of importance to whatever the hell it is you actually do in the military.
I build bombs.
Yeah, whatever. Right? Guys who make video games are not a necessary part of things. And I know that in a lot of corporate environments, when they start leaning on you to take comp time instead of pay, that sucks. Because, you know, it's not worth the same amount.
Dark Acre Jack says McNamara's position is that's what it takes to make a game of that level. He's unapologetic and a bit of a megalomaniac.
Yeah,
that's pretty much typical businessman, right?
Yeah, maybe you have to be addicted, you know, have that come out on time and.
Yeah, maybe. I swear to God, I'm willing to understand the required time. Yeah. The time and the hours are not a problem. It's compensation. If you want to demand that people work, you know. 14, 16-hour days, cool. Make sure they're compensated. Make sure they're paid and credited and that the working conditions are sufficient. And then it's a balance. Then everything is bought and paid
sucks
for
I'm,
and it's
know,
good.
I'm having to spend so much time here, but
and
I'm getting this compensation.
And I'm sorry, I know how much more expensive it is, but that's the deal. And sometimes I think people are mistreated really badly because of how badly they want to be doing what they're doing.
Fodrego says, from experience, working in the games industry, 5% of the people working in it have fun. Others slave away crunching deadlines.
I believe that.
I do too.
Yeah.
Which is why I stopped wanting to be involved in it a very long time ago. And I believe you 100%. You know, what's the one thing that we've seen time and time and time again in our own personal experience with interviewing people in the games industry?
Their timeline is much different than ours as far as like... Because we're all like, oh, new game, I gotta get out. You know, anytime I've talked to any of them who've been into something like, you know, anything that's out that kind of resembles whatever it is that they may be working on. Have you played L.A. Noire yet? Or have you played Heavy Rain, stuff like that? No, just haven't gotten time to it. Because they're just fucking busy. It's almost fucking nonstop. And when you do finally have that chance to stop, you don't actually want to play games.
Yeah.
You take that vacation to get away from all that shit for a while. Because as soon as you're done with that, you've got to get back to work on your next project.
Yeah.
Or you've got to get back to work finding a job because you just got laid off once that game releases.
Yeah, which happens all
the time. That's the other part of the games industry.
Well, but it has to happen.
Door. And it has to happen.
The size of a team needed to begin work on a game is, 10% of the size of a team needed to get it out the door? We always talk about... you know, groups adding too. You know, we've got up to like 200 people working on this crazy big game. You didn't start with 200 people. You started with two dozen or something like that. That's, how it works. And it's upsetting to hear, although I do believe it 100%. if that many people, if that large a percentage of the people making games are feel the way they do, it's no wonder that things are the way they are right now.
Maybe the way to go is like the smaller, more independent, you know.
That's absolutely the way to go.
That, you know, keep their staff that, you know, just like, all right, here's something we just made.
Smaller teams are, I think, the only thing that is going to save them. As much as I generally don't like them, indie games are going to save the industry. They're going to save everything about it. Otherwise, it's going to collapse under its own weight. Everything's too expensive and takes too long.
Yeah.
Everything's all marketing and no content. Or if there is any content, then it's accidental. Or it's incidental, you know? And the marketing is an apology just for it or a cover-up or something. We all know it. Independent developers are the only thing that are going to save this. If we could put better tools in their hands and find better ways for them to publish, better ways of getting their money, maybe Investmentware will take off a little bit better, although I don't think that's a particularly good idea. Anything to get rid of stories like that.
Thundrega says, testing a game for 8 hours a day is no fun at all. Most annoying was, I knew the game fundamentally didn't work and wasn't fun. But you had to test it for 8 hours a day. God, game testing, I don't... Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, because you don't always... I mean, what if you get, like, crappy games?
You will get a crappy game. Statistically speaking, you will never get a good game, probably. And even if you do get a good game, you're going to spend all your time on the crappy parts.
Looking for bad code.
I'm glad someone does it. I'm very sad that almost nobody listens to them. That's my perception, anyway. I don't know that that's true. Bad news, though, coming out of that.
Yeah, Dark Hager Jack, the funnest part of game development is conceptualizing. After that, it's all hard labor. Yeah, probably.
It's just like anything else, man.
Coming up with a concept is really fun.
It's just hard work.
Implementing a concept can be really tough. That's all the tweets we have. We have no emails.
That's fine.
But we do have messages. Jam Hero 1982, I enjoy the podcast. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you.
This person's already been added. Good job. All right.
Beetle Bailey,
and you. Spartacus 21. July 3rd is the last day for the PS3's Welcome Back free games. What games did you guys pick?
Little Big Planet and Wipeout. I also got Little Big Planet for the PSP and Mod Racer Nation.
I took a Wipeout as well, and I took a Dead Nation. I took that.
How's that?
Overhead shooting, not bad. Kind of slow. I thought it would be a little more fast paced than it was, but basically just
overhead shooter.
Survival horror, overhead shooter. Take as much things as you can.
Did you ever play Loaded?
Yeah, I played that.
Was it kind of like that?
Yeah, kind of like that. Okay. Yeah, it was like that. Oh, that reminds me. I did get a message from a listener, Rain 1138, I believe. He was asking about best Bluetooth accessory for PS3 for communicating with folks online gaming. I mean, I use a Logitech wired headset myself.
Oh, really?
I haven't used anything Bluetooth.
I was going to say, I don't know that there is one, because I actually went out and bought a wired headset.
Yeah, same.
For Uncharted 2 when it released. I've got the PS3 Bluetooth, but I don't know, the wired headset just...
Have you never used it, or did you have trouble using
it? I want to say I used it, and I just can't remember. Worked out well for, like, I used it hooked up to my phone and enjoyed it then, but... I kept, coming in, making sure it was charged, that sort of thing. I was just like, fuck that. But I just didn't use it.
I'm not familiar with Bluetooth either myself. I mean, I much prefer a headset anyway. But I heard some brands, Plantronics was one. They make a good headset, but really it all depends on how much you're willing to spend.
My biggest problem was finding a headset that had the cable length that was long enough to work for me.
Yeah.
And they didn't make one until, of course, now that I have a USB extender. Yeah. Oh, no, I tried it with a USB extender, and it didn't work.
Oh, okay.
That's right. It did not work, so I had to go out and buy. I went to Best Buy and got one of their generic brand, their Rocketfish, whatever, and long-ass cord. Mm-hmm. And that worked for me, so. And I haven't had good experience using the wireless Microsoft headset that they have. I never had any luck with that one either. So, wired from here on out for those headsets.
Yeah. Well, sounds good, man.
So they make something definitive that really, I mean, everybody, you know,
swears on a definitive answer, but yeah, it's we prefer headsets more than Bluetooth.
Showdown wants to be our friend. We will accept it. And he's watching Johnny Dangerously.
Oh, jeez. I watched that movie once.
You bargain, asshole.
Once.
I watched that movie many times. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Sudiger snort. He sent us a message just as we finished wrapping up last show we did. Anyone care to sound off on the lulzsec shit that's been happening to the industry right now that is now over with in between that time?
You know, them going after the Arizona police is, you know, I don't know about that. Releasing personal information, that's a little dickish.
Oh, everything they did was dickish.
Yeah, I'll say it's.
But I mean, there's dickish, and then there's, you know, above and beyond.
I don't know. I got the whole hacker thing's getting old to me, and we're getting tired.
Log into anything, you have to, you know, automatically just go ahead and change your password.
You put the news, if you put it in there long enough, it's just start getting tired of it after, what, two, three days or so? Yeah, so.
At what point does a group like LulzSec finally motivate legislators to start passing ridiculous laws? At what point do they influence reactionary lawmaking?
Legislators don't need, you know, an excuse to pass, you know, ridiculous laws. They don't need the help.
No, but we don't want. We've spent years now saying we don't want them passing laws based on fear.
Yeah.
Ignorance and fear. And that's all these guys have done.
Mm-hmm.
Is proven that most of us don't know anything about what they're really doing, but we're kind of scared of it. That's not good. I don't like that.
Thundrago tweeted us just a minute ago, just recently started using Steam. Yeah, well, yeah. You picked a great time for that, sir.
Yeah.
Summer camp sale making me wish A, my PC was better, and B, my wallet was bigger. That's usually the two things you get out of the Steam summer sale. Those are the
or
two
the
things.
Winter sale, too.
Or the winter sale. Any of the big Steam sales, that's usually what comes around. It's like, you know, wish I had more hard drive space, and I wish I had more, you know.
I had to upgrade my games drive to a terabyte.
If the game is cheap enough, don't worry about the fact that you can't run it right now.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah.
If it's cheap
good
enough.
Advice. If it's cheap enough, go ahead and pick it up.
Go ahead and pick it up. Hold on to it.
I did that. That's how my Steam library got so huge, because I didn't have a PC.
Upgrade, so yeah.
I didn't have a PC that could run any of that shit, but the sale was coming, and I'm like, oh, I'm buying it. I don't care, because...
You might play it eventually.
Well, no, I just didn't have a PC built for
yeah,
it.
But, yeah,
so, but... And at the time, I wasn't even sure, because we weren't sure that they were going to have the sale again. We didn't know this was going to be a common thing. I say common, but, you know, twice really? A year type of deal.
Yeah. With a lot of really generous weekly sales. Well, and now...
Daily.
You know, daily as well as weekend. And the occasional week long. So I mean, it's
they hate my pocketbook.
It's all sale all the time.
Yeah, really. Yeah. And then they have the theme weeks where it's like THQ week, Ubisoft week, whatever.
I wouldn't be surprised if they actually reached a point of saturation with a lot of their big sales, which is why they started doing all this other stuff. I mean, I see a lot of stuff go on sale now, and I'm like, yep, bought that on the last sale, or yes, I bought that three sales ago. You know, it's they've got to keep coming after people, which is good.
Yeah.
More stuff, more sales.
More people playing on the PC.
Lower the prices overall.
Old Willie Pete says, what's up, IGC? Two questions. First, I know Duke is supposed to be the worst game ever, but is it worse than Homefront? Second.
Nope. It's impossible. I don't have to play it to know that it's worse than Homefront. How could something be worse than the worst game ever made?
Second, which RPG or MMO has your favorite character gen system and why? Because I've only really played it, I like City of Heroes.
You've played RPGs before, haven't you?
I have, but even then, they're nothing really compared to my experience with City of Heroes.
Nothing's been as good visually as City of Heroes was at the time.
I mean, is he talking about...
I
figure he's talking about mostly about
Eve?
Life stats and stuff.
Oh no.
I thought that little whatever that shit where Kevin like made his face.
That's pretty new.
Actually, you get to make your face. Yeah, I think it was.
Where you get to manipulate that, but the actual like the entire character generation, the process was, particularly for the majority of its life, was it was really bad. It was really horribly bad.
Mm. Why are you loading that up? I started playing a little more Infamous 2, and I got to Flood Town. I don't like that level at all. I don't like that area of the map.
Yeah.
Because the tidal wave and everything hit Flood Town in 2004. They've had 7 years. Why haven't they rebuilt? Why is everything still underwater? Lazy fuckers.
Because they're lazy fuckers. That's the only possible answer.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are we missing?
God, he's like being you or something.
Hey, wait.
I guess I am.
The Supreme
Court.
Supreme
Court.
And that.
Sorry.
Just a little thing. You yeah. Know? Nothing at all that runs parallel to our interests.
Right. Yeah, I didn't save that as a news story because I thought that was like, oh no, that's too big of a deal. We won't skip that. We got no tweet on that. We got no email on that.
Well, I mean, because it was discussed really heavily.
It really, yeah, it was
over the last week, and that was a week ago. So
yeah.
Did anybody really dig into the rulings? Did you guys read some of the analysis and some of the breakdown after the fact beyond the 7-2?
Yeah, a little bit actual about ruling. Scalia, you know. Talking about, okay, violence, but not porn, you know. He has more issue with that. You know, for the adult content in a video game.
I like that Scalia wrote the opinion. Because it was definitive. It puts video games in precisely the same category as the other types of art. Recognizes that they are clearly deserving of the same First Amendment protections. It was a weird split, you know, Scalia and Thomas. They're like two peas in a pod, really. And I don't like Thomas. I don't like Scalia either. But, you know, Scalia is the honey badger of the Supreme Court.
He doesn't care.
He don't give a shit. And he really don't give a shit.
You better don't care. I was talking to my sister-in-law about this like a couple months back ago when, you know, Michelle and Denise were up at the house. I was like telling her about like, you know, I'm totally against this. And she's like, what, you're for selling violent video games to kids? I'm like, no, yeah. Not at all.
Yeah.
I'm not at all. I'm for parents doing their job.
I am actually not, I don't think kids should be playing violent video games at
all. No, they shouldn't.
I don't think they should be playing even a lot of non-violent things.
But the problem is, you know, so many, especially older people, still see video games as, you know, the little space invaders that kids play.
Right.
And instead of thinking that, you know, maybe we're in our 30s now, and, you know, video games have grown up with us.
That it's a mature activity that expects a certain level of maturity.
That'd be like expecting, you know, like, you know, hey, I watched, you know, the freaking Care Bears when I was a kid, so all movies should be geared towards kids.
Well, it's...
No.
It's fair to say, yes, you should be a parent, and you're responsible for oversight. The trouble, though, in all honesty, is that the law doesn't work that way. The law actually has to say something.
You know, this doesn't mean that we are advocating kids play Mortal Kombat.
I am actually advocating that they not.
Because I don't want to listen to them on the end of that mic.
No, that has nothing to do with it. Video games affect the shit out of you. Why the fuck else would we do it? If the argument that video games don't have a fundamental effect on you is valid, then the level of, the amount of money spent on them, the amount of time spent on them makes no sense. They have a huge impact. I remember being a teenager and driving like an asshole after spending an hour playing Ridge Racer. I remember catching myself and saying, like, what am I, like, what the fuck am I doing?
There aren't any loop-de-loops here on this road.
I have a really powerful urge, as strong an urge as I've ever had, to just fucking, you know, tire check that motherfucker that's riding next to me. Just because he's in my way and he won't let me merge. Like, I knew it's real as fuck. And I was an adult, barely, but, you know, and I should know better and I should have all of the tools to handle the impulses. Children don't, and that's okay. They're children. They're learning them naturally. I think it was really fascinating.
Yeah.
And almost, it was almost the best of both worlds. A very clean, definitive, here's your First Amendment protections, which is important. I think they needed the recognition, you know,
as the
things like that. That was brilliant. And then you got the complexity of what the case really is through all the different opinions and everything.
Well, I'm calling it.
All right. Whatever, I'm calling it like 40 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know, that's what I figured.
I've just been talking.
I'm going to try him one more time since I turned it off and restarted just to see. I got a feeling it ain't going to work. No.
What did you do? Why did you screw it up?
I don't know what the fuck
happened. Do you remember what he said?
No. Yeah, I really don't.
Now I want to watch Johnny Dangerously. I haven't seen that movie in forever.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, the guy I was watching on Netflix.
Sure, oh, okay.
It was.
How many times are you going to try this?
A lot when we get done. Until I can...
You know, once we all leave, that's when you figure out...
how at least once more.
Yeah.